It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
France and USA are in the beginning of the second half. Nil-nil, as they like to say in soccer parlance. We will begin the 4 o'clock hour here, Crowder, with the stock market report. Everyone tune out for 30 seconds here. Stock market report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. It was a brutal day on Wall Street today. NASDAQ, worst day since 2022. The Dow Jones down 504 points. S&P 500 down almost 2.5%, down 128 points. The NASDAQ down over 3.5%, down 654 points. That is one of the worst days on Wall Street that we've seen in a number of years.
So I should look at my Morgan Stanley account?
Do not look at your investment accounts today. All right, let's, because I want to get headlines. I want to celebrate National Drive-Through Day. We have a good one. But I did want to listen to a couple more cuts from Mike McDaniel because I get a kick out of him. And we're going to have an entire season to listen to Mike McDaniel talk, and I enjoy it. Here he is talking about Tua being able to separate business from football.
The one thing that's come about this whole process is I am very, very confident in my relationship with Tua and how he can separate the business entity from, you know, that ultimately he knows any way you cut it, our focus has to be on what it looks like when he's playing football. I wouldn't hedge a bet that he would come to me with that conversation, but I'll play out your scenario. It's good.
I wouldn't be surprised if he ended one of these answers with, we beat Medicare. Anyway, here is Mike McDaniel, where he says, listen, I'm a football coach. It's not my job to, figure out a contract for Tua.
You know, I think... it's important for me as the head coach and my connection with the players and what my bottom line job is to maximize their abilities that I know where my place is in my relationship with him. I'm not involved in those things. My job is to focus on him getting better solely. I think in terms of hedging... I know as an organization, we've prioritized it by entering in negotiations a long time ago, whenever that started, and I think it speaks to kind of, how important it is to both sides. They're relentlessly working on it. Great things take time. I don't think
it'd take a lot of time with Trevor Lawrence.
But that answer,
there more? Did I cut it off, Solana? Or
it's
no, it just cut off there.
All right, okay. It didn't take very long with Trevor Lawrence, and I imagine it's not going to take that long with Jordan Love.
But what he said is really why Drew Rosenhaus is Rosenhaus's kids are set for life, while Joel Siegel's kids, Ryan Williams, who is Tua's agent, I'll bring up some guys, I know their names. Like, it's what? You want to separate the business from the football. And Tua and Mike McDaniel do great in football. Ryan Williams with Athletes First with Tua and Chris Greer have to talk about that side. But it's so naive to act like they're not a part of it, because the reason why you're talking about a quarter billion dollars is because I'm great at football. And that's the crossover between, we used to call it the upstairs and the downstairs, the business side and the locker room. And that's where it is. And that's what you try to get away from. But yeah, when I wanted my money and I was going through that offseason where they didn't want to pay me my money, I was going to work out still, but I didn't look at the strength coach the same. Oh, y'all really don't want me. Oh, we love you, Crowder. No, you can't love me because y'all ain't gonna give me my money. So it's cool to say it sounds good, but it's why people, it's honestly why agents have, why the name agent is something, because you want somebody to deal with that business.
Man, I wish I was doing a show in Arizona. I'm reading a tweet from Craig Morgan, who is the Arizona Cardinals beat reporter. And he tweets, Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon. And by the way, if I asked you who the Cardinals head coach was, would either of you been able to answer Jonathan Gannon?
No, hell no. Yeah. I thought he might have been. I thought of Rich Gannon. I thought of so many other things.
I thought it was still that other guy.
The young guy?
Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit.
No, yeah. What's it? Cliff Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
Yeah, yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon and several members of his staff did a deep dive on the concept of momentum, apparently going back to wars in the 1800s. After all that research, he was asked today, does momentum exist? Gannon's answer, perhaps. I have no idea.
That's why these analysts have all the jobs in the world. It's play to play, but humans are psychological beings.
There's momentum. I believe that there's momentum, but it ends as quickly as it begins, and no one understands why.
If you get down, all you got to do is make one play. And if the momentum, if something can swing in an eighth of a second, I don't think it really means that much to the game.
Now, you were talking about, you know, the head coach having to be involved in contract talks because they're talking, like you said, about a quarter billion dollars. And it obviously involves the coach. Here's a question that Mike McDaniel was asked today. He was asked about, would you yourself go to Chris Greer and have the conversation about Tua's contract?
Mike, I imagine this is kind of a delicate middle ground with you with this contract deal, because you're obviously the coach. At any point, do you talk to Chris and say, hey, for us to have the best success for this season, I need my quarterback fully in and everything?
No, I don't talk to Chris.
There got to be more.
There is more. Is that where you cut it off?
That was it.
Oh, well, he goes, he was joking. He was joking. He said, I don't talk to Chris. But then he paused. He's like, yeah, of course I talk to Chris. He's our general manager.
Yeah.
That's the clip that we use. That's so out of context, Solana. Have you given that to other shows?
Pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, that's wildly out of context.
There was a follow-up question to that, but I thought it was just funny.
That wasn't even the end of his answer.
It was. There was a follow-up after that.
It was not. That is absolutely not. I heard the actual thing. All right. Let's get the headlines with Alejandro Solana. There is a lot going on in the world of sports. France, USA scoreless in the 53rd minute.
Solana, you're a Buffalo fan, man. You got to be something.
Hey, Crowder, try cutting up 45 minutes of Mike McDaniel for five clips on the show, all right?
Well, you know, I don't talk to Chris, but I did talk to Chris once. I didn't talk to Chris, but then sometimes I talk to Chris. I know I have friends named Chris. Well, are you speaking of Chris Greer? Yeah, I know.
Well, obviously, I'm the head coach, and Chris, of course, is the general manager. We all know that, and there are lines of communication, as you know, obviously, between a head coach and a general manager. Enough, man. Enough.
But to Hawk's point, and I don't know the answer, but that conversation has been had, and Chris Greer asked Mike McDaniel. To your question, we talked about it for a couple of days now. Mike, Can you win a Super Bowl with Tua under center? I guarantee that question has been asked to him. I don't know what his answer was. I don't know what Chris's response, but that is a question a GM asks his head coach.
Because that's Stephen Ross asking the GM. No yep. question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible this holdup on the contract is coming from Stephen Ross?
I mean, anything's possible. I would imagine not, because he trusts his football guys. He wanted Lamar Jackson, didn't end up with him. So I would imagine he lets them do their jobs.
The conversation's been had, and he has all the information of what Chris and Mike feel about this situation. I sound like Mike McDaniel now. Yes, they had that damn conversation, Solana. I'll give you a Crowder answer.
I just wonder, like, maybe Chris Greer feels like Tua and Mike McDaniel feel like Tua Tagovailoa is their guy. But again, I'm just speculating here. Stephen Ross does not, and he does not want to commit whatever resources Tua Tagovailoa is asking to him, because he doesn't feel like Tua can be the guy to win them a Super Bowl.
Well, I'm pretty excited about this breaking news here from the city of Boca Raton. Baseball fans, bring your city pride for Boca Raton Day at Lone Depot Park with the Marlins. Get your discounted tickets. That's the key for Boca Raton Day. Get your discounted tickets in a special Boca Raton section. See the Marlins take on the Padres Sunday, August 11th, 1:40 p.m. Mayor Scott Singer will be throwing out the first pitch. That's perfect. Sunday, 1:40. Wake up a little early that day. You get the Flakowitz. You get a bagel and a schmear, and you head right down to the ballpark. What a day!
Carpool.
I am in.
You take Rocky.
Well, it's not cat day. It's Boca Raton day. This isn't bark at the park. It's not meow at the, I don't know.
And why don't they have meow at the park?
You ever tried to rustle up a cat to go somewhere?
I know, because they don't like you. Only reason they look at you because you feed them. Boom.
How dare you? Same thing is true with you and Luis Diaz. He's a comedian. He appreciates comedy. That's funny.
He did have a long-ass rider. I'm like, what?
That's funny. Did he have a rider? Did not.
Watermelon slices. Got 15 minutes.
All right, real quick look at headlines, Solana. We've played our Mike McDaniel. We've had our fun.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Elsewhere in the NFL, you guys saw Joe Burrow's new haircut, I'm sure, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eminem.
He's weird.
I don't know why you would cut that beautiful head of hair. He's got such a beautiful head of hair. What are you doing, Joe Burrow?
Where's he from?
What do you mean?
Talk like, is he from Uruguay? Why'd you call him Joe Burro?
I can't say burro without saying burro. it's so much more fun to say Joe Burro.
Do you know where Joe Burrow's from?
He's like a California guy to me.
I don't know. Bible Belt. He went to LSU.
That's a good call.
But remember, wasn't he at Ohio State before transferring to LSU?
No idea.
I don't know.
He was born in Iowa, Ames, Iowa.
Whoa. Where'd he grow up? Like, where'd he go to high school?
He went to high school in Athens, Ohio. And yes, he did play at Ohio State. Or he was a part of the Buckeyes program for 2 years before transferring to LSU.
And then he said, these guys recruited Tate Martell? I'm out of here. They don't know what they're doing.
Middle America guy. I like those
Middle
guys.
America.
Yeah.
Couple other notes from around the league. 49ers camp. Trent Williams has not reported to camp, and he's holding out. And Brandon Ayuk did report to camp, but he will not participate in practices. Both want new deals.
As somebody points out on the text line that Boca Raton Day at Lone Depot Park, certainly the roof will be closed or else we will be kvetching all day about the schwitz that we're getting watching that baseball game.
The complaint box will be full.
Oh, I mean, I'm sitting out here. I'm schwitzing. Close the roof.
On a brighter note, though, if you do want a café or croquetas at Islas Canarias at Lone Depot Park, that's the day to go because that line will be empty on Boca Raton.
Let me tell you, that little kosher kiosk, I mean, get there at 9 a.m., brother.
Delicious food in the little kosher kiosk, I'm not going to lie.
It is. Very good.
Yeah.
Hey, they made a roof. Close the roof. Gesunte, hey, I'm out here. I'm schwitzing like there's no tomorrow. Oh, there's a goal. I don't know which blue team. I don't know which team is the blue team.
France.
Well, USA's down 1-0 to France right now. I withdraw my excitement from the goal.
You've watched 70 minutes of a game. You still don't know which team is wearing what color?
100%. I did not even make that up. No idea.
There's a goal. That's what he yelled.
I thought there was, I mean, there was a 50-50 chance it was ours.
There's a goal.
We've got blue.
Yeah. What are you watching then, exactly? Like, what? Why have it on if you don't know what you're watching?
This is how I watch anything, though. I've told you this. Like, I need a movie. I've always told you, do the right thing. Like, I can't figure it out at the end. Like, bang it over my head how I'm supposed to feel. Am I supposed to feel bad? Am I supposed to feel good? Like, I don't, you know, I watch things. It's like, it's on, but, you know, it's, you know. Because you were asking me earlier in the show about rugby. And you're like, have you never watched? I'm like, yeah, I've watched rugby before. I had no idea they can only pass backwards and run forward. I didn't know. I don't really pay attention.
I don't, Hawk, to Solana's question, though, like, you watched the Dolphins playoff game last year, and when Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown, you don't know it's Patrick Mahomes?
No. If I'm a fan of something, I can watch it intently. If I'm just watching it because it's on, yeah. You know. But I don't see color.
I almost cussed. Bull butter.
Your weather. Remy Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. I'll hold off on my Caitlin Clark Angel Reese story till later. youraccidentattorneys.com.
Hawk loves Angel.
Not the right time for that one. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954 more.
Now I'm rooting for the white team, just so you know. Oh! So close to a goal by USA. I am rooting for this team like you'd never believe.
It's hot and it's humid. I'm sweating. That is your weather.
Close all right.
all right. Well, we have time to play drive-through radio best of in the next segment. Do we have time?
Yes, we will have time.
Okay. We're going to do for National Drive-Through Day today. We have a segment in the next segment. When Dr. Chuck Metzger, a friend of the program, went to the Crystal drive-thru in Orlando. It's my favorite drive-thru radio segment. He is in his bag, and we are in our bags, and it just makes radio magic. So we'll have that for you in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If y'all send me another Wordle score, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There is some news in broadcast. We talked about this at the beginning of the week, that TNT had matched Amazon's offer to the NBA. The NBA has just released a statement saying they are not of the opinion that the offer matches Amazon's offer, and they are moving ahead with NBC, ESPN, and Amazon as your NBA partners for the season after this coming season. So this is going to be something that ends up in the courts. All right, today is National Drive-Through Day, and I promised you, after giving you 2 hours and 33 minutes of football talk, that we would talk some National Drive-Through. Here is one of our favorite show moments, our own Dr. Chuck Metzger going through the drive-through at Crystal Burger in Orlando. I don't know why I get so excited about hearing people at a drive-through, but even like... Zaxby's, when John Michaels did Zaxby's last week, there is a Zaxby's up in West Palm, but Crystal Burger, I mean, you literally would have to drive to Orlando or further north, obviously.
Dr. Chuck did that for us.
Well, I don't think he's up there for us, and he's so bad at ordering food that this could turn into a disaster. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Dr. Chuck Metzger, he's a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He's been the team doctor for FAU Athletics and the chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. He's a clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School, and he's been in private practice in Boca Raton since 1999. Now, I say you can follow him on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger, and he's there now at the Crystal parking lot. Hello, Dr. Chuck.
Hey, guys, how are you? I'm calling you from Orlando, beautiful Orlando.
Yes, we set the scene. We appreciate it. we've established.
Trying to help out.
We've established that, yeah. And you want to tell us how you got there? Would you take 95, I-4?
Yeah, long story.
Well, what do you think? Is Steph Curry a top 10 NBA player of all time?
No, I mean, he's right outside the top 10. I mean, do I think he's a dominant player? I mean, he was in the finals, but, I think that he doesn't get the top 10. I think he's top 15 easy, but not top 10.
Is there anyone, Crowder? Because people have been debating this since the beginning of the week on First Take and then after last night again. Has anyone that you've seen made the case for him being in the top 10 other than me?
No, nobody.
And I'm not even certain that I, because I haven't even made a list, to be quite honest, so I'm not really even certain. It seems hard to keep him out of the top 10 with four finals and the way that he's able to shoot the ball. I don't know.
Everybody comes down to the 11, 12, that's right. As high as people can get him.
If he gets a fifth ring, if he gets a sixth ring, how about if he gets a ring every year up until he retires from now on?
If he goes 13, I'll put him up there.
All right, so Dr. Chuck, famously on this show, I mean, during the beginning days of the pandemic, Dr. Chuck would come on with us and give us updates. And for years, he's come on with us when anyone has suffered a significant injury in the world of sports. He breaks it down for us. When Chris Bosh was going through the blood clots, he was explaining to us what it was. Hopefully, we don't have to have him on this football season to explain what went wrong with Tua. Everybody knock on wood that doesn't happen. But Dr. Chuck, in addition to his medical expertise, has carved out a little spot for himself on the Hockman and Crowder show as a terrible eater. And just to remind everybody, he orders the do-it-yourself cupcakes at Duffy's for dessert, which is a child's menu item. He wanted to try Skyline precious. Chili after Solana went to Cincinnati and had it. And so he ordered it online, drove from Boca to Skyline Chili in Fort Lauderdale, and then took it in his car back home. The chili spent more time in a car than in a pot. So, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt. He eats cereal out of a bowl with no milk in it.
That's another child thing.
I think weird.
Going through a midlife crisis, Chuck?
You know, I have reasons behind everything that Hawk has said. I could dispute everything, but let's just say that Hawk's no angel in this regard on his own. He has his own issues with food. He's a weird dude.
I am radio's most famous food eater. How dare you? Anyway, Dr. Chuck is in the parking lot at Crystal Burger. Now, didn't you? Do you have some? Did you study medical? Did you go to medical school at Emory?
Yeah, I was in Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you've had Crystal Burger plenty of times, I'm guessing.
I've had it. It's been a while. I mean, I was left Atlanta in '99, so it's been quite some time. I can't believe they're still around, to be honest with you, after what I saw back then. But I've had it.
Yeah. What was the worst day? Working on a cadaver in medical school or 3 a.m. at a Crystal Burger in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean it's a tough call. It's kind of like when who do you take out of the top 10 for Steph Curry? You know, which of those do I take out? You know, the cadaver or the Crystal Burger at 3 a.m.
All right, so you want to get in the line? Is anybody there at the drive-thru?
Yeah. I'm the only. There literally was packed a little while ago. It's empty right now. So
all right, pull right up there. I don't want to influence your order. We want to hear it. Be loud and clear, and let's go.
Okay, I'm taking a quick peek because it's been a while. I don't see a brunch menu here at all. So I'm feeling a little out of sorts already. I do see a brunch.
They don't have the endless mimosas at Crystal Burger anymore.
I don't see it. No, maybe my tastes have changed over the last 20 years. I don't know, but.
Do they even have breakfast there? Do they have a breakfast menu?
Yeah, they do. They're actually a pretty good looking little menu there for breakfast. Three egg breakfast plate. But
hey, Chuck, it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, what are you trying to do?
I slept in today. What's going on?
How are you, Raider?
Hey, how are you? I'd like the number one combo, the four crystals with cheese. With cheese, please, ma'am.
Alright, what's the drink?
Do you have Coke Zero?
Say that again.
Coke Zero?
We only got Coke, man. We got
Diet Coke. Diet Coke would be great.
Alright, number one, cheese with a Diet
Coke. Trying to catch diabetes and all. Yes!
Alright, 872 though.
Thank you, ma'am. That went pretty well.
That did do good. Here's my biggest problem is that radio is an audio medium. There is no crystal down here. We all want to live vicariously through you. And then you get up to the drive-thru and you go, I'll take a number one. I want to hear some of the menu items, you dummy.
Yes. Okay, fair enough. I could drive around again, but I don't know that that would work. This is a small parking lot. And so I got four square burgers, four mini burgers.
You got the four crystal burgers with cheese.
Yeah, that's what I got. And fries.
You didn't want to get the chicken whatevers?
Crystal chicks.
You know, those crystal they look chicks? Pretty good. Yeah, I should have gotten the crystal chicks.
Are you up at the window? Are you at the pay window?
I'm almost, there's one person ahead of me at the window. I'm gonna ask for the chicks.
Yeah, ask if you can add a couple crystal chicks. And don't they have any other goofy stuff on the menu? I mean, I ordered a number one. What am I doing here?
Seems a lot. It's an easy way out.
I tried.
You know, it looks like they got some wings.
What?
Like I said, my choices went down, but I didn't see brunch. let's see if I can really pull back up a little.
Yeah, see if you can add the crystal chicks and some French toast.
Yeah. I'm going to pull back around because this place is not happening fast. A lady pulled up to me when I was waiting earlier, and she told me to roll down my window, and she yelled, "It's a 30-minute wait!" She wasn't happy with her service, I don't think. That didn't go well. Yeah, she was not happy with her service.
She was trying to get other people out of line because she was angry.
To leave, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm going to see if I can order again. Let me see. I mean, if nothing's happening, I'm sure they don't mind. They're nice.
Well, I don't understand. Are you at the pay window, or are you driving already?
I drove back around. There was a guy in a pickup truck taking forever at the pay window. So I'm just going to see if I can talk to him again.
Are you going to tell them that you already have an order placed?
Yeah, I'm going to mention it to
them. How is this guy a doctor?
Add an addendum. Do you think they do addendums in here?
Yeah, I think they do. Say you'd like an addendum.
Just write up and say, hey, it's Chuck.
Hey, you remember me? It's Chuck, the Coke Zero guy.
Ooh, they got glaze bombs. That sounds delicious.
Boy, did you mangle the first order? You screwed up this whole segment. Will you make a good order here?
They asked me right away.
Well, what do you think they're going to do? Ask for your life story?
Fair enough. I was going to, I didn't know. Let's see. They got chili cheese fries or tots. That looks pretty good. Junkyard fries. They got
guy ordered a number one. We waited all day. He's like, oh, I'm going to go to Crystal. It's going to be great. Yeah, number one.
Come on. How are you? I ordered earlier. I ordered the number one. Could I add on to that? Could I get two chicks?
You ordered the number one with cheese.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, please. Could I add two chicks to that?
All right.
And yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the Diet Coke.
And then an order of glaze bombs.
Okay.
And let me try the chili cheese tots. Chili cheese tots.
Chili cheese.
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you say?
Chili cheese tots. Yes, ma'am.
So you want the regular fries? I mean, the regular fries for your meal, and you want
that? Chili cheese tots as well. Yes. I got a lot of kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know where I can check my cholesterol around here?
Did you forget about him the first order?
No, I didn't either. No, that's all I got. Yeah, that's it.
Ask if they've gotten Coke Zero yet.
You've gotten Coke Zero yet? They got wings, too. All right, I'll pull ahead, then.
She has to be going. Why is this guy back on the microphone?
I just ordered enough for a.
Hey,
army
do it
of
again.
10.
Do it again. Don't go to the window.
All right, I'll go around. Want to go around?
Go around again.
Order a corn pup. Right, they have corn pups.
Corn pup. I say, hey, I forgot the corn pup.
Oh, I love it. Good idea. All right, here we go. Coming around. Should I ask him about Steph being in the top 10?
Yeah, ask her. Ask her if Steph belongs to the top 10 all-time NBA player.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm back in. All right, so I'm back at the window. I don't know if they know me yet, but she knew I ordered a Coke Zero.
I think I know you better.
Yeah, you know me now. She knows me. She said. So, do you guys have corn pups?
No, they don't do that.
They don't do corn pups anymore. Okay, I see a classic pup, though. No?
Yeah.
No, you don't? You don't do hot dogs? All right, well, I'm going to pull up that. You know, yeah,
apple turnover. Apple turnover. You want an apple turnover?
Apple turnovers. You know what? Let me get an apple turnover as well. And a chocolate shake. And that's it. Yeah, that's it. All right, I'll see you in a little bit. All right. Here we go. Oh man, I hope it's not her at the front window. I kind of feel ashamed. I've been around three times now.
I am dripping sweat.
Yeah, I'm sweating a little bit too. This is a little uncomfortable.
Guy texts in, I'm working now. There's a dishwasher at Panera who's shocked that I'm laughing so hard in the restaurant. Another guy. You guys have to stop. Man. I'm going to have to pull over to puke from laughing so hard.
Hey, how are you? All right, thank you. I think it's everything. Do we get everything? I think we got everything. You don't have corn pups, and you still don't have Coke Zero. No, she said no. She said no.
Ask about Steph Curry.
Oh, I'm going to ask her.
She look athletic?
She walked away. All right, well.
Is it the same lady from the microphone, do you think?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was her. She's with us. She likes this. She could be our crystal correspondent.
She likes this. I think she's on the clock, Chuck. I don't even.
Trust me, she doesn't like it at 7 p.m. when she's going home.
Chuck's acting like she volunteered.
Yeah. My friend Justin just texted me. I am laughing my ass off. This guy is awesome. You're talking about Dr. Chuck. Hey,
depends on if you're taking my order, I guess, or not, right?
How much was it?
I ordered a lot of stuff.
60, 70 bucks.
I haven't seen the receipt yet, but I'm actually a little afraid.
At least 50 bucks.
God, that is funny, man.
I won't even know if they screw up the order because I ordered so many things, I can't even keep track.
Oh, I can't imagine the Crystal in Orlando would screw up an order.
Totally accurate, yes. Right next to the O'Reilly Auto Parts. I mean, how bad?
So where are you at the pay window? What's going on? Oh, they're collecting all your food.
I'm at the pay window. So I paid, and now she's just gathering stuff.
I got you,
big man. You pay without even knowing the price.
Well,
it's not usually a problem at Crystal.
It's usually $3.99.
Oh. I am peeing in my pants, the texter says. LMAO. Is Dr. Chuck hungover, someone says. Oh, my God.
Listen, volleyball tournaments in Orlando make you do awful things at night. So,
wait till your kids hear this.
They're going to be so proud. I've actually left them. My wife was like, do you expect us all to go with you to the Crystal when we have a tournament? Because my daughter plays at 4. And I was like, well, I mean, not really. I mean, I don't even know why I'm going, to be honest with you, but I'm going. And so they're all at the hotel about to go to the tournament right now. And so, yeah, they're going to hear this and just wonder what's wrong with me again.
Oh, my God. So funny, man.
I'm sweating.
Take some pictures when you get the food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I might have ordered too much. I might have broken the Crystal here because...
Is there anyone behind you now?
There's one person behind me.
Oh, they're cussing you out.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Thank you, Solana, that put you in the mood for Crystal?
Not really. I got to be honest.
Hey, Doc, tell her you're a doctor. Tell her you're a doctor and ask her if she has any medical questions.
Oh. Yeah, you know, it has those doors that open quickly and close quickly, and she's all business handing stuff out. I'm getting little things at a time, and the door closes.
No, listen, you just help them hit their bonus.
I may get a couple of words in or out, but
she's all business.
Dr. Chuck Metzger,
she's getting some incoming calls, I can tell.
Board certified internist in Boca Raton. He's been the team doctor for FAU athletics and the
Okay. Did you give me my donut holes and my apple
donut
pie?
Holes?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
It happened so fast. I mean, life comes at you fast.
When did that
and
happen?
And ordering at Crystal's is even faster.
That was the glazy balls.
You know, when you add an S to it, when you say Crystals, it sounds like a completely different type of establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
Dr. Chuck, again, he's been chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital, clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School. He's in private practice in Boca, and you can follow him on Twitter at Chuck Metzger. All right, did you get everything?
It's old. I haven't, you know, I don't know. It's I'm waiting. I haven't gotten the burgers yet. I'm waiting on the burgers. I got the desserts, which, you know, you never want to spoil your dinner with a good dessert. So I'm going to wait on that.
You want to drive around again and say, hey, I was at the window. I didn't get my burgers yet. Where should I go?
I think she's coming with, I see her. She's looking at me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
She wants to know the crazy man that's talking to himself in the car.
She got a bag. Dying to ask her what she thinks of Steph Curry in the top 10, but I just don't know if those doors are going to allow it.
I mean, this is absurd. Somebody texted, they're going to be talking about him for days. They really are. Yeah, and then this guy, he showed up again at the microphone, and then again.
Just riding loops.
Ask him if they have hollandaise sauce.
Okay. Quick question. I'm a doctor. Do you have any medical questions for me or anything?
No.
Okay, so now, and who do you think? Steph Curry. Do you think he's top 10 all time?
Yeah.
He's top 10, you think?
I think so. I've been here by him.
Yeah, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
He won a championship, number 4. All right. We'll see you. Thank you. You have a good one. She was great.
She was great.
It's great. She answered no to my asking about if she had any medical questions. You know,
could you imagine some wacko in the Crystal drive-thru telling you he's a doctor and you have medical questions? That lady is calling the police right now.
I'm wearing a volleyball shirt that my daughter, because I forgot when I came here, I drove to Orlando, I was in a hurry, and I forgot to pack t-shirts. I know this sounds terrible, but, and so my daughter bought a shirt at the tournament. I'm wearing that shirt right now in a drive-thru that I went through 3 times, and I asked her if she had any medical questions. She answered so quickly, it's like I was asking her for $150. Yeah, she said no. So,
she did think Steph Curry was in the top 10 of the NBA players of all time,
though. She said yes. She did. Yeah. She did. She did.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That ends the argument, though, doesn't it?
I mean,
that does end the argument, right? What was her name? Do we have any idea?
I think it does.
Is it on the receipt?
It's not Crystal? You know, I should have asked for Crystal Light. I wonder if they have the Crystal Light.
That was great. All right, take a little video of you eating some of the food so we can post it on social media for everybody.
Yeah, I got everything. I got the burgers, I got the chips, everything. All right, good,
all right,
man.
Pull into a parking spot because we're out of time. Pull into a parking spot.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Make a little video. Eat some of the glazy balls or whatever you bought. And somebody texts in best episode yet. It might be. It really might be. I thought it was a disaster at first because he ordered a number 1, but he saved himself.
I really did. Yeah. We've learned so much from this.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Yes. Chuck Metzger. Follow him on Twitter at Chuck Metzger. Thank you, Dr. Chuck.
All right. Enjoy.
I'll let you chuck.
I don't know what just happened there. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.